بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. زرارة ابن أعين. Zurara is a name that you must have heard of, a famous companion and a narrator of hadith. In fact, he is from Turkish origin. His grandfather was a Christian priest in the Roman Empire, but his father became a Muslim, and he is amongst the famous companions who spends 40 years in the presence of Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. He would attend the gatherings of Imam, the public gatherings, as well as special private gathering of the Imam, and is known for asking a lot of questions to the Imam. He would even go and ask Imam about the reasoning of why the Imam says certain things, why the Imam presents certain ahkam. For instance, in a very beautiful incident, he says that I asked Imam Baqir alayhi salam once that, tell me, how do you know that we should, when we do the wudu, we should only wipe a part of the head and a part of the feet should be wiped only? At this point, the hadith says, فَضَحِكَ, the Imam laughs. So what kind of question? Then the Imam answers him very beautifully. He says, look at the verse. And he quotes the verse of wudu and says that the verse says, فَغْسِلُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ. And from this we learn that you should wash your entire face. And also, وَأَيْدِيَكُمْ إِلَى الْمَرَافِقِ. From this we also learn that you should wash your entire hand. However, your entire arm. However, when it comes to the mask, when it comes to wiping, the ayah, the verse of the Quran says, "Wamsahu biru'usikum," and the Imam says that because of limakan al ba, because of this ba, the letter ba, biru'usikum. From this, we understand that only a part of the head and also a part of the feet, because of the legs part of the verse is related to this, is associated with this. We learn that only a part of the head and the feet should be wiped. Another very beautiful hadith that we find that Zurara was also a teacher, but an amazing teacher, a very beautiful teacher. In fact, Ibn Abi Umayr says that I told Jamil Ibn Darraj. Jamil Ibn Darraj is a great companion amongst the most beautiful of people at the time of Masadiq. He says to Jamil that Ma ahsana mahdaraka wa azyana majlisak. He says it's amazing to be in your presence and to sit in the gathering where you are teaching. And so look what Jamil says. Jamil says that Ma kunna hawla Zurara. He says you were not with us when we were in the presence of Zurara. He says when we were sitting in the class where Zurara was teaching, we were like small students, small kids in front of an amazing teacher. This is Zurara, this amazing companion of the Imam whom we can learn so much from.